Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. We're starting with this again because by popular demand, YouTube viewership through the roof yesterday around the trade deadline. Reaction to the Steelers doing nothing got a big response. So nothing's changed. We're just back for more of this and listening to Adam Schefter, who obviously has a great relationship with agents out there who feed him information. Saying the Steelers really wanted Jakobi Meyers. First of all, here's what that does. Let's just end this farcical argument. You know, sometimes, I hate to say this, sometimes Steelers media, and I love most of these guys, Chris, Donnie, sometimes they're propagandists. Is that the right word? Propagandists?
Yes.
Sometimes they're propagandists.
Sometimes it's like they're working for Pravda. That was the official paper of the Soviet Union.
I'm hearing some of them say things like, they like their wide receivers. Well, then why for the last 2 weeks have we been hit over the head with them, but hit over the head by media outside of Pittsburgh telling us the Steelers have been calling on and checking in on all these wide receivers? If you like your wide receiver group so much, why even waste your time? Go look at other positions. Try to get an offensive lineman or another corner or safety. I don't know. The fact that they kept at this, they fell short, but they obviously didn't love their wide receiver room because if they did, they wouldn't have been so active. Really aggressive was one quote from James Palmer. Kabali, the price just isn't right. They're out there. They're looking around for wide receivers. They just couldn't find a match. All right? That happens to Austin all the time. He wants a girlfriend. He just can't find one. Sorry, Austin.
Man, okay? You got the rifle out early, firing shots. My God.
But do you know what I'm saying? They weren't, no, we're good. We don't want wide receivers because we have enough of them, or a wide receiver two doesn't fit in our offense. They were actively looking for guys. Schefter says they were basically the bridesmaid or the runner-up on Meyers. So here's the story on that from Dulac today. Jim Furyk got back in his chat.
How about Big Furyk?
Jim Furyk, U.S. Open champion, so diehard Furyk's Steelers fan.
Furyk's got nothing else to do, huh?
Jerry, this is Jerry even says this is a great point by Furyk. And you don't get a lot of like acknowledgement from Dulac in these chats that the
he's not once referenced and praised the questions of Sarah J, for example, who is a devoted member of the chat.
Jerry. Why make all these win-now moves in the offseason like Rodgers, then get conservative and worry about future late-round picks at the deadline? That seems contradictory. Thoughts? Dulac, That's a good point. And then says, maybe because they know they can't keep overhauling their roster every year. At some point, you have to go back to what you've always believed, that the best way to build a roster is through the draft, then supplement with your 53-man with some free agents and trades. Okay, but why now? If that's true, that, you know, Art Rooney stood up and said, stop the insanity. This is like the 1960s Steelers. We didn't win anything with Bill Austin and Bobby Lane at quarterback, and we were always trading our picks. We've strayed too far away. We've drifted too far away from our
hardcore values. From God's light.
Yes. Why choose this week to adopt that?
Particularly coming off of a win that not many people saw coming, you'd think, if anything, they would feel a little more bullish about themselves.
The organization that traded for DK Metcalf, signed Aaron Rodgers, traded Minkah Fitzpatrick for Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, suddenly they've come to their senses and said, whoa, we can't live this way anymore. And the time that they've decided to do it is midstream? When they needed another wide receiver, I agree.
It'd be pretty strange. So I'm not going to defend Steelers media so much as explain the reason why I think you're getting some of these statements. I think I heard you right. Most of them said, well, they felt, meaning they, the team, felt that they were set. They liked what they had. To me, that's reporting what probably team sources are telling you. And then there's a difference between doing that and saying, okay, but now as a reporter, because no beat reporter is now just the facts, Sergeant Joe Friday.
I mean, somebody came on the air. I don't know if it's Fittipaldo or Cabali.
Did he say did they say their own opinion was,
yes,
I think it's all good?
Somebody came on the air, one of those two guys, and said, I don't think there's a big difference between Roman Wilson and Jacoby Myers. Are you on drugs?
Yeah, there's...
Someone who said that, we will go through our list of insiders, and I will ask that question, each one of them, to figure out who said it, because that person should have to submit a urine analysis right now to see if it coincides with their paper or outlets. If it's Jeff, yes, let's call him in.
If it's Ray tomorrow, and we say, Ray, were you the one who said this? Are you going to say, Ray, hang up that phone and pee in a cup?
Not a lot of difference between Roman Wilson and Jacoby Myers. One guy didn't drop a football the entire year in 2024, and our dude tries to leapfrog over two guys like he's Frogger up 10 points in the fourth quarter. What are you talking about? Not a lot of difference. Add up Roman Wilson's entire dossier of stats throughout his career in the NFL. It might not even equal Jacoby Myers' best game. And these two guys are close. I've got people saying, let's not take playing time away from Roman Wilson. What has happened? You know why it pisses me off? Sorry, now I'm off on a tangent.
I actually can't tell that it pisses
you off. Here's why it makes me mad.
Okay.
Going back to the propagandist comment. If they traded a fourth and sixth for Jacoby Myers, you know what they would have come on the air and said? Heck of a trade by the Steelers. Job well done. And you know I'm right about that. You know I'm right. They let the team's decision dictate their opinion. You disagree with that?
No,
anybody want to disagree?
No.
Cabali, if they make that trade, does he go on their show for an hour today and say, guys, they effed up big time with this trade?
No.
Instead, Donnie, he came on the air and said, Jacoby Myers, I thought he was going to say Randy Moss yesterday. He goes, let's stop making him out to be Jerry Rice. I absolutely hate when people put out, like, they get mad at people for an opinion that nobody has. Nobody has said Jacoby Myers is one of the best wide receivers of all time.
Is that like the old opinion that the old tweet somebody put out that was like, oh, I was told Steph Curry wasn't a good shooter?
Like what?
It's like, no, nobody has ever said that.
What are you talking about? This is odd that they pushed a lot. They didn't go all in with future draft picks, but they said that they were going to try to win this year with Rodgers. They got to the trade deadline and said, oh, wait a minute, fourth and a sixth, that's way too rich for our blood. That goes against everything we stand for as an organization. That is weird.
Pick. That sixth round pick was somehow a deal breaker.
That's weird, Chris.
You have set the YouTube chat completely alight, but maybe not how you thought. Many people are fired up about your opinion, but weirdly, we have now a battle in the YouTube chat about what you said about limits. there are women arguing over Limits' merits as like a desirable bachelor, which is kind of an unbelievable direction.
Donnie, do you disagree with anything I've said? Don't you think a lot of these Steelers media, and I like these guys, if they had made that trade yesterday, we would have gotten A+. They're going for it.
I think you're dead on. Because
that's the best argument you made, is that they would, Mark would come on and say, look, this is a sign that they're taking it seriously. They saw a hole in their roster and they addressed it. And that cannot exist. Sorry, Don, he went to you and I'm totally just taking this from you. That can't coexist as a take with, well, I mean, hey, they look at that room. They're fine with it and they should be.
I put out the question, you know, just simply, what grade do you give the Steelers trade deadline? Because there were people split whether or not they liked them making a move or not making a move at all. Mark responded with A+. And if they would have acquired one of those receivers yesterday, I could almost guarantee it would also be A+. I mean, he can text me. He can come in here if he wants to dispute that. But I think that's what his answer would be, no matter what they would have done.
Nate, I'm convinced Jerry Dulac uses Furyk as his own alias to give questions or critiques he himself has about the team.
Maybe.
Implying that the Jim Furyk questions are an inside job? Jerry just writes that he hates the stuff they do in the chat with his own name. I do think you're right, though. I think if they didn't make a move, oh, that's good. If they did make a move, oh, see, perfect. Great job.
I just look, I mean, we have these people on the air. I think they do a fantastic job. I can't stress that enough. I just think it's bizarre that the Steelers media, the people that cover the team, how is it that collectively as a group, they've all agreed as a group that the Steelers did the right thing. And not all the fans, but most of the fans are wrong. Most of the fans are like, what are you doing? You're kidding me. Nothing? And they all come back immediately and say, well, hold on a second, guys. This was actually a very prudent thing to do. You have to be fiscally responsible sometimes. You can't start handing out fourth and sixth round picks like it's Halloween candy. Meanwhile, if they had done it, I'm telling you they would have said, hey, this is a continuation. Omar Khan is an aggressive GM, and that's what you do when you're 5-3 and in first place. Like one person who's around the team to say, guys, they might regret this. You know who actually did that? Pomp. I give Pomp credit. Pomp does the Tomlin show. He's doing the Tomlin press conference. He's in the bosom of the Steelers.
We're going to have a chance to ask Jeff what he thinks they should have done. Well, I think Jeff will be an honest broker later today.
I didn't see any tweets from Jeff yesterday, or I didn't see an article on our website that said they're going to regret this. If there was one, I apologize, Andy Lindberg. But I didn't see Jeff write, man, they're going to regret this.
I think he's writing just the facts.
Oh, he doesn't sprinkle in 2 cents?
He does the opinion when he's on with us.
Okay.
Cabali also could just be trolling. I think we know that Mark likes to troll the audience.
But Chris, it's not just him. I only singled him out because he's the... I didn't single him out. But I'm just also reacting to what I heard from him on my way into work today. You know, if they had had DeFabo on, or if they had had Batco on, or one of those guys,
They had Ray on in the morning, but all it says on the show notes Callis sent out is 8 o'clock, Ray Fittipaldo.
Well,
Pittsburgh
there's some
Post
extensive note-taking there.
Wow. Thanks, Callis. Didn't have a chance to catch that segment. I will have loved to have known if Ray said any of that stuff.
I don't understand how anybody could possibly not look at what Jerry and Furyk brought up in this chat and say, well, that really is kind of a contradiction, or what other word makes sense here?
It's a paradox.
A paradox.
It's just a paradox.
You put so many eggs in this year's basket, and then when it was time to put one more in.
A sixth round egg.
You had one more chance to boost this year's team. You said, nope, we're good.
Well, to me, it's specifically, if it really was, the Jags were willing to throw in a sixth and the Steelers weren't. The Jags have the same record, so it's not like the projection would be that you're going to be getting a much better pick out of them, like it would have been picking between sixth. It sounds like if the Steelers had just nudged a little further or been the first team to do that, they might have gotten it done. You know what I mean? Hey, we'll just forget about a fourth. How about a fourth and a sixth right now? Do the deal. Probably would have gotten done. It's just weird to me, more than anything else, that it is such a relative pittance in NFL draft terms and capital terms that they decided this is our line in the sand. Like, usually when you're willing to go a certain distance,
yep,
taking one extra step doesn't really concern you. Hey, I'm pot. What is it in poker? It would be
pot committed. You're right.
I got to see the river. I've put most of my chips in.
No, they've already seen the river, and then they got raised afterwards, and they said, "No, I'm going to fold my cards."
Yeah,
they went to the absolute end, Chris.
You pay to see the what the other person has there in that setting. I don't think any poker player would even say, "Oh, it's good strategy to just lay it down if you think you
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start." Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Might win.
It's time for the fan versus the fans. Call in now and flex your intellectual muscle. 412-928-9370. Show the guys how much you know by stumping them with a trivia question that will bring them to their knees and cause their sports minds to explode.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good detective work by Austin, who caught a stray from me in the first segment. My apologies. I got worked up.
He's got a lady named Desiree that really is fond of him.
I'm sure she's great.
A lady named Brokerage Babe who is significantly less fond of him.
He said that Fittipaldo's the guy that said there's not a difference between Myers and Roman Wilson.
I thought it was Ray.
That to me is just, and I think Ray obviously played college football and has covered the Steelers for a long time. And he has a lot of right opinions and I have a lot of wrong ones.
Well,
but
ELO for tomorrow's show because we're going to have ourselves a little showdown at 5:15.
I'm on your side here.
I'm going to let you lead that interview tomorrow with that question. And if I don't get a single word in edgewise because you guys duke it out over that, that's fine with me.
I got to be honest with you. I don't even think the Steelers agree with that. They might now spin it as, oh, we've liked Roman Wilson the whole time. Funny way of showing it. They've had him on ice for
Mike
most Tomlin of the year.
Mike Tomlin said in his presser yesterday, I love shopping, and kind of gave everyone the stay tuned, keep your popcorn handy. They tried, they decided that the price wasn't right, and that got us to where we are. Somebody said, what if the offer for the Jags was not the same as the offer to the Steelers, i.e. the Raiders would have played hardball with the Steelers where they wouldn't have with the Jags? I know you have floated a theory that I, by the way, disagree with, that Mark Davis has some sort of old blood feud with the Steelers. There is no good reason why the offer to the Jags, the Raiders would have taken less. They have the same record as the Steelers, so they'll be presumably picking in a similar spot in the draft. That's one, Pony.
Mm-hmm.
Neither team plays in the Raiders division. They're both AFC trades that are not to AFC West teams. No good reason why that deal would
Listen
be different.
Listen to the PMT On Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. That music means it's time for the fan versus the fans. Check them out. Check us out. November 18th, we will be at Rival in Bridgeville / Collier Town Square, taking on the winner of this contest and two friends in a trivia night for the ages. Us versus them. You versus me, Malzi, and Donnie. So who is going to be the lucky winner? Let's go to Jimmy and Plum. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's Jimmy E. Yinzer. You know me as E. Yinzer.
Oh, you're yes, the put-em-up and slam-em-down guy, right?
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Are you guys still putting out the videos with you and your kid and your dad? What's going on with that?
Not as much. My one son is coaching a lot of his daughter's soccer, so he ain't over here as much.
Gotcha.
But I'm still blowing my stack.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We would expect nothing less.
Can you believe the Steeler roster with these receivers? I've never seen anything like it.
Well, I think it could be good with them or without them. I mean, they don't need a guy. They could use a guy, but they also don't need a guy, E. Yinzer.
What are you talking about?
I'm looking at Scotty Miller with one catch on the year.
Pony.
Oh, that went over my head.
We just got done doing 20 minutes about how people equivocated two things that can't be equivocated.
What about Scotty Miller, Jim?
Well, Scotty Miller got one catch on the year. Skoranek got two on the year. Wilson got nine on the year. I mean, where's the receivers on this team? I feel sorry for Rodgers, because if you're open, he's going to throw it to you. And I see Rodgers holding the ball a bit, so obviously nobody's open.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I agree 100%. That's
you
why
got a trivia
I said,
question for us.
That's why I said I wanted them to trade for Myers, and who cares about day three picks? You
and
got
I hate
12
to
picks.
Say, I hate to say this. I think Metcalf is the number two. I think he's lost his step in the last year or
well,
so.
I don't think he was
lost his hands.
I don't think he was ever like a high end number one. I thought he was a mid tier number
either.
One. Like I thought he was like the 20th best receiver. Jackson Smith and Jigba is a real number one over there. You see what that looks like in that offense.
Yeah, he gets $30 million a year though.
All right, thank you, Jimmy. I think he just wanted to call in and...
He said he had a trivia question.
Oh, he did?
He said he did.
Crap. Call back, Jimmy. My bad. Here is Rich in Quicksilver. Hello, Rich.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
My question is...
Who's it for? Who's it for?
Hold on. Start over again. I'm yelling so I don't hear the question and cheat. Who is the question directed to? You have to pick one of
Malzi
us.
Me, Malzi, or Donnie?
Malzi.
Okay. Here we go, Malz.
I just feel disrespected all the time. Like, people are like, I got to pick the weakest Buffalo.
Go ahead. Let's hear it, Rich.
When was the last time the Steelers had the second half of the season bye?
The last time they had a second half of the season bye. So, bye week from weeks, what, 9 on, you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
Hold on. Do we like this question, Donnie?
I had a season in my head, but it's probably wrong. I don't know. This one seems kind of esoteric.
I'm not a huge fan of it.
It's very niche, I feel.
Yeah, because I'm not a huge fan of it. I let him go.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of it.
I would have said 2020, but.
Here is Vic in Hazelwood. Hello, Vic.
My brothers. What's happening, y'all?
Hi, Vic.
What's going on? Damn, Mosey, why you say it like that? Like,
no, I'm sorry.
You're getting on your nerves or something.
Vic, we have to ask you the first question that we always ask you.
Okay, sure.
Is it that night? Is it tonight? Tomorrow night?
It's Thursday night.
Thursday night. Sorry, Thursday night.
I'm kind of looking forward to it this time, but most nights, Vic, I'm just like, whatever.
Most nights you're not that enthusiastic about it.
Is it
no,
what?
Man. Is after it, 28 years, come on, bro.
Is it once a week or once a month?
Once a week, damn. Yeah, it's once a week.
After 28 years, though, once a week's an aspirational thing.
May I recommend some Blue Chew for a little extra boring in the bedroom?
Oh, man, that's funny, though. Hey.
Her group chat will be exploding, Vic, if you do that.
All right, Vic, who do you want to ask the trivia question to?
Donnie.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got a question. When's the last time a University of Pittsburgh assistant coach won a Super Bowl as the head coach?
When is the last? So football.
Yeah.
I think I know
when
this.
When was the last time a member?
A former University of Pittsburgh assistant won a Super Bowl as an NFL head coach. Pony, I think I know the answer. I feel like it's topical.
As a head coach.
Yeah, I feel like
I'm going to allow this question if you're good with it, Donnie.
I think I know the answer.
I'll allow it.
All right. Let's do it.
I mean, I have no idea. It's going to be a total shot in the dark. Like the only...
Can I
so
give him
it would
a
be
pony?
It would be a Pitt assistant that
somebody
won a Super Bowl
staff,
as a head coach.
Somebody was on staff at Pitt as an assistant for at least a year.
Who went on to
who
win
went
a
on to become an NFL head coach who won a Super Bowl. I want to give you a hint.
My
we're not giving him hints, Vic. Don't worry. I'm staring at him, wondering if he's going to put two and two.
My initial thought is Tony Dungy. I'm going to go Tony Dungy.
Nope.
Vic, who is it?
Jimmy Johnson. He was the assistant head coach in 1977 through 1978, and he won a Super Bowl
Vic,
with the Dallas Cowboys.
I got news for you, man.
Dungy won one. Well, it's also Gruden is
your
the answer.
Your answer's you're right about Johnson, but your answer's not right. He's not the most recent guy.
John Gruden was an assistant at Pitt and won one in 2002.
You got to fact check yourself,
Dungy
man.
Dungy would have won it. It was Dungy.
You guys are both wrong. Mike McCarthy was an assistant at Pitt for 3 years and won the Super Bowl with the Packers against the Steelers. So goodbye, Vic.
Did Dungy do it?
I don't
I thought he wasn't on.
When
Pitt's
was
staff.
Vic on Pitt's coaching staff?
When was Vic in Hazelwood?
I mean, when was
I have no idea. That
when was
Dungy
at Pitt's
We know Vic's
staff.
Off day was Thursday if he was on Pitt's coaching staff. He had bigger things
he
to
was not.
Fish to fry.
Dungy was not. That was your guess, right?
So it would have been McCarthy and Gruden were the last two.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Gruden question because I forgot about McCarthy because I know Gruden was a Pitt assistant for a year.
If Jimmy and Plum wants to call back in and offer us up a trivia question, please do. One more here.
Okay.
Let's try Eric and Carrick. Hello, Eric.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, man.
All right, this is a boxing trivia question.
So it's got to be for Malzi, then. I'll put it to him right now because he's the boxing aficionado.
Well, if he wants to win, wouldn't he ask one of you two?
No, I'm making an executive decision and saying it has to be for you.
All right.
Because you're the boxing guy. So go ahead, Eric.
All right. Everyone knows if you look in the boxing record books, they see one name as a heavyweight champion who never lost, and everyone knows that's Rocky Marciano. I say there's a second one. Who is it?
A second heavyweight champion who never lost.
Yep.
Can I ask you a question, though?
It's subjective on your
if
part,
it's subjective,
how do we know?
Like, nope. I think Floyd Mayweather
lost.
You
look in the record book.
He said heavyweight,
you look in the record
book,
it's official.
Heavyweight. Right? Heavyweight, Eric?
Yep.
So that takes Mayweather out.
Wait a minute. Does this have
minimum
to be
minimum fights?
Hold on. Does this have to be a male boxer?
Yeah.
Okay. Thought we were.
And do we have to have a minimum fights? Like, is 1-0 good enough?
It's not who I'm thinking of. So
okay.
I don't think that's
all right.
Really matters.
So it's a guy that boxed enough to count here.
I know the Marciano.
It's official. His name's in the record book, guaranteed.
Man, I'm struggling with this one because. All the old-timey fighters who, like, you know, in my brain would do this, they all fought and lost, and no one cared that they had a couple of losses. Like, Harry Greb, who was not a heavyweight, I don't think, is one of the greatest ever, and he's from here, but he had a ton of losses, but he just fought constantly.
All right, so what's your answer? Give us a name here, and then we'll fact-check Eric to see if his answer is
actually
accurate.
You don't even have to fact-check it because it's wide knowledge. The name. In the record
Go
book,
ahead, Malzi.
Who never lost.
I mean, he's...
Who?
What's his name? Emil Griffith.
Cassius Clay. Oh. Never lost.
He lost when he became Muhammad Ali and changed his name. How did...
That's right. And the name in the record books, which is what I asked, is Cassius Clay, heavyweight champion, never lost.
I'll allow it. I like it.
Oh, you're giving him the okie. You're letting him. That's a rabbit punch, pony.
Somebody got me with first no-hitter at PNC Park, and it was a Whippeal kid and not Homer Bailey.
All right.
So I got to count that. I got to be consistent.
He did. He even tried to stress it's a name in the record book.
I'm going to put Eric on hold so Donnie can give him his prize.
Damn it.
I am going to say if Eric would be kind enough because of the way I blew him off accidentally.
You mean Jimmy and...
Yes. Would Eric invite Jimmy and Plum to be one of his teammates at Trivia Night on the 18th? Because I can get in touch with Jimmy and Plum. And I think Jimmy and Plum, given the way he speaks about the Steelers, would be a formidable trivia partner in that game. With the huge following he has.
Man, I agree with that part of it. I'm just disgusted that I got kind of I got kind of beat with like, well, no, you know why?
Yes.
Because I helped us get the Michael Robinson question right by being like, wait a minute, did that quarterback have to make it as a quarterback? And yep. I helped us out, and I just I wish the old brain was sharper.
Donnie, get Eric's information and ask about the Jimmy offer and see if he's cool with that. And then I'll let Jimmy know.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Talk on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Remember, the Steelers play Sunday night, and it is a single game scenario for Paramount Plus and KDKA this Sunday, not a doubleheader. So our options in Pittsburgh were the following: Arizona and at Seattle late, the Browns at Jets at 1, the Bills at Dolphins at 1, the Jags at Texans at 1, Pats at Bucks at 1. Chris Muller, which game do you think we're getting? Mike's not on.
I know, sorry. That was a
Ron Cook.
Cook moment. Say, rattle them off again because I had one.
Cards, Seahawks, no. Browns, Jets, Bills, think, Dolphins, Jags, Texans, Pats,
I think
Bucks.
We're getting Bills, Dolphins.
Donnie?
Go through a couple of those again.
Browns, Jets, Bills, Dolphins, Titans.
No, Jags, Texans.
Jags, Texans, Patriots, Bucks.
Cardinals,
Patriots, Bucks.
That was the one I was going to say, but that just feels like, there's an NFC.
Patriots, Bucks.
Damn it, Don.
Jim Nance and Tony Romo.
It should be a good game.
They're not giving us Browns and Jets and keeping it in division.
Donnie, this is messed up. Nate tweeted in just as a coda to our...
I already have a response.
Fan versus the fans, and said somebody should have called in and asked Donnie who ranks 37th on the Steelers.
Yeah, he's
all-time
on there.
Receiving list.
No, he's not.
No. Nelly,
the guy who sent the Dewey Beach Truman thing last night. That was a master class. That was
if
a
you
great,
don't know what we're talking about,
go back and listen to the name game from yesterday, 5:30. Really quick, Don. Just like the officials in any sporting event, Nelly is starting to become like too much of the main character. You never want to know the officials' names
right.
And have them. There's some Don Denkinger here.
Tyler Kennedy on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Penguins blew a third period lead in Toronto Monday night. Then they made a flurry of roster moves for their next game against the Capitals tomorrow night, Tyler. Let's start with the goaltending situation. Tristan Jarry placed on IR. Here comes, how do you say the kid's last name, Chris?
Mirishov,
thank
Mirishov,
you.
Mirishov, yes.
Here comes Mirishov from
who was outrageous in Wilkes-Barre.
The American League. His first taste of NHL hockey, one of the best prospects in hockey. So how should they divvy up
the reps.
Starts, TK? What's the move here?
Well, I think they stay to the same game plan. I think you don't want to bring him up here and wear him out. I think you obviously want to take your time with them. This is his opportunity, but again, I don't think you want to burn him out trying to squeeze every bit of everything out of him. I think you go back and forth, you let him warm up, and then in another 2 months, then you kind of see if he can take the lead on the net. Because this is, I think everyone's looking forward to this kid. I think there's so much hype around this kid mm-hmm. coming in, and he's done so well, and let's see if it transfers to the NHL.
What if it does?
Shots.
What do you do with your goaltending then in 3 weeks when Jari's healthy?
Well, one, it'd be a great, great tough decision, right? Something that I think we've been looking for the last couple of years is pretty consistent goaltending, you know, the next rising star. And then when it comes to that point, I think you got to make a decision, right? You're either going to put Tristan on waivers or Arthur, you know, you got to get rid of one because this guy, if he shows he's ready, you can't keep sending him down to the AHL. You got to make a move. And again, I'm excited to see how this kid plays with a lot more pressure, right? You're going from in the AHL, there's maybe 2,000 fans there, 1,000 fans, to 10, 15,000 fans, a lot more pressure. The speed is so much faster. You know, you're going against the most elite goal scorers in the world. Guys that, you know, they hire their own specialists to teach them how to score more goals. So this kid's going to have his hands full, but I think he's up for the challenge. I think, again, I don't think anyone realized how good he's going to be, and it shows by his numbers. He goes from the East Coast doing really well. He comes up to the AHL and is a rock star. And even this year, he's had a tremendous year. He deserves a really good shot, and he's going to get it.
TK, you kind of partially answered it, but other than some of the obvious stuff, big arenas, packed houses, a faster game, and better overall players, obviously. Is there anything else like about the way the NHL game is played differently from even the AHL that is like a tough transition for a goalie? Like in my brain, I'm like, maybe it's a little sloppier in front of the net in the AHL. Like the play can be a little more ragged. Is there anything else besides just an overall uptick in quality of opponent that he's going to have to adjust to?
Well, I think it's a couple things. Obviously the plays, right? I think there's a lot more tic-tac-toe plays, a lot more talented, skilled plays in front of the net, right? And another one is, you know, they're playing the Washington Capitals. You're playing against the best goal scorer to ever live.
Yeah.
I don't think you can ever compare that to anyone in the NHL. It is just a different level of speed on that shot. It is coming at you, and if you're not ready, it'll push you over. And I think that's the biggest thing. The plays that these guys are able to make at that high level in the NHL, and just, again, going against Alex Ovechkin, the best goal scorers to ever live. And again, guys, I find sometimes when in the AHL, when you play 3-3, the last game of that 3-3, like, it's a different hockey game compared to the first game, which is 3-3. It means they play three games in three nights, which means you're worn out by that third game. You're holding it together. You don't really have that in the NHL. Like, usually, yeah, there's teams coming in on a back-to-back, but they're usually rested going into these games. So the teams are just more ready to play compared to the AHL games. AHL, again, they pack the games in those weekends so they get the attendance. So this is a definitely a different game than the AHL. But on the flip side, right, he's not riding a bus for 3 or 4 hours, getting off the bus, quick warm-up, and going to play hockey. You know, he's coming from a hotel or his place here. The preparation in the NHL is going to be a lot easier for him to get prepared for games.
We saw the defensive changes too. Pickering got sent down. Ryan Graves back from the dead to at least occupy a roster spot for now. Brunick played his 9th game against Toronto. We know Kindle's here to stay, and what a player he looks like. He hasn't slowed down a bit. He played an awesome game against the Maple Leafs. Not his fault at all that they blew that game. So we've asked you this a lot, Tyler. Where do you stand at this very second? Should Brunick play against Washington, yes or no?
I think yes. I think when you hear about the guys around the dressing room, you hear what they're saying about those two guys and the energy they bring to practice, the energy they bring to the room, I think you got to keep that young talent around because, again, it helps them be around the best players, right? Like Ovechkin, Malkin, Crosby. And when you look to the future, that's the future. And you want to get your eyes on them as soon as possible. So I think he's going to stay around, and I think it'll be good.
TK, do you give any, well, credence, I guess would be the right word, to the idea that that's going to be a really damaging loss to them, losing the way it's an historic loss to Toronto, blowing a 3-goal lead at the start of the third period. Like, is that going to have a hangover effect for them, in your opinion?
I hope not, right? Because, you know, you watch those first two periods, I was so high. I'm like, the Penguins.
That's the best I've seen them play in a long time. They were completely dominant.
And it was like, they are the real deal. This is what we haven't seen in a long time, especially consistency, right? And then they come out and they play exactly how you want to them. Your hopes are so high. And then that third period, and then it like literally drops off like the stock market right now. You know, it is like, oh my God, they came back and just some of the details weren't there and they let that one slip away. So it's going to be interesting to see how they bounce back because that's not like losing 2-1. When a team rallies back and scores 4 unanswered, it's a different story. So that first period, that first shift is going to mean a lot for the Penguins. And I'm interested. Now I'm excited to see if they're different because last year you would see a different game. You would see a team that's fragile. Next game, let's see if they're fragile against the Washington Capitals or they come out guns a-blazing and focus on playing how they've been playing, focused on themselves. So it's going to be fun to watch. And again, I think everyone's excited with the way this team has played and there's a little bit more excitement. But with that happening last game, I think people, are interested to see how they're going to rebound.
Tyler Kennedy, check him out tomorrow in studio with Pomp and Joe. Thanks, TK.
Thanks, boys.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.